Woolloobinaka. This is Dateline Pacific, Radio New Zealand International's look at Pacific current affairs. I'm Don Wiseman. The fourth Marshallese language feature film by a local filmmaker is to premiere next month. Jack Niedenthal, who's also the liaison for the people of Bikini Atoll, will release the movie, titled The Sounds of Crickets at Night, in September. Told Beverly C, it focuses on the tragedies of a family living in exile.
First of all, it's about the people of Bikini. It's not the Bikinian story, but it's a Bikinian story. And we tell the story of a family who's living in exile on Edgett Island here in Majuro Atoll, which is where a lot of Bikinians live, who were moved off to Bikini in the 1970s. And the story is about a little girl, she's 10 years old, her name's Callie, and she watches in dismay as her family basically disintegrates. Her parents argue, they get in a big fight, and the mother takes off for Arkansas with her beloved younger sister, and the father goes off to Quaj, an atoll here in the Marshall Islands, and she's left to take care of her elderly grandfather. And what happens is she deteriorates. She misses her younger sister and her mother so much, she stops eating and becomes very lackadaisical around the house, and really her health starts to become an issue. So the old man gets very worried. He tries everything to try to get money to get them back to Arkansas so they can go see the mother and the younger sister, but he can't do that. So in the end, he has to call upon an ancient Bikinian deity to help them get out of this situation. So we kind of weave the whole 65-year nuclear story of the Bikinians and their exile with this ancient legend, and tell the story of just a little microcosm by telling the story of a small family that lives on Edgett.
What are some of the themes that this film explores?
Well, I think, you know, most of us, I've lived out here most of my life, and I think family is such a huge, huge part of our lives out here. And I've watched families disintegrate, and all of our films that Suzanne Jutaro, she co-directs and co-produces with me, we make these family sort of films where everybody in the living room can sit around and watch them. I mean, there's no blood, there's no sex, but there's a lot of human drama. So the family is a big theme in this film, and also, of course, because it's a Bikinian story, we really wanted to do that story justice. I mean, we talked about this film before. I actually had the idea for the film years ago, but I didn't think we were quite at the level of being filmmakers that could do that story justice. But after our last film won some awards, we felt it was time to try to tell this story.
Why did you think it was important to tell this story?
Well, I think when you think about the Bikinian people, they not only have one of the most compelling stories in the Pacific, maybe in the world. I mean, it's 65 years of nuclear exile, and people sometimes just don't understand what that means and what it does to a group of people.
That's Jack Niedenthal, who's made the movie The Sounds of Crickets at Night. He says support and donations from volunteers and businesses in the community helped make the film possible. And that is Radio New Zealand International's Dateline Pacific. Thanks for joining us. I'm Don Wiseman. Until next time, tofa.